In Play Like You Mean It, an autobiography written with the assistance of former Sports Illustrated associate editor Don Yeager, New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan discusses, among other things, his coaching philosophy, his dyslexia, and the criticism he received for his language as exposed on the HBO sports program Hard Knocks. Rex Ryan joins me now from NPR's New York Bureau. Coach, welcome to Only a Game.
It's nice to be here.
Your father, Buddy Ryan, earned great respect as a coach in the National Football League. He was celebrated as an innovator, certainly. Did you ever consider not entering the same career that your dad had been so successful in?
You know what? That never occurred to me, that I always wanted to be a coach. And I think the big reason I really wanted to be a coach was because I would see my dad. He would go to work, and he literally could not wait to get to work. And he was so excited about the next week's game. Even if they lost, he couldn't wait to get around his players. And he loved his job. And I think that was something that I saw. And it wasn't just me seeing it. My twin brother got in the same profession. So I think we both saw that.
See, I could see how it might work the other way. With anybody working in a pro sport, a coach or a manager, he'd be away from home so much of the time and studying film and, you know, working to try and get that one more thing going right in the team, that families sometimes can really suffer under those circumstances. I would think a kid might say, boy, the one thing I don't want to be is a head coach in the NFL.
You know what? That's probably a true statement. It is tough. It is tough on families. My folks were divorced when I was young and things, but there's two kind of coaches' wives, great ones and ex-ones. And and I'm fortunate. I've been married for 24 years, but this is definitely not easy on families, that's for sure. But the life, I've never had a bad job in my life, ever, no matter where I coached. And I coached 8 years of small college football. You know, not exactly the most glamorous places of all time, but I enjoyed every one of my jobs that I ever had.
You have been among the most outspoken NFL head coaches. Has this been part of an effort to take the media attention off your players by getting the cameras to focus on you?
You know, at times that's true. For instance, we're playing New England in the playoffs, and we had just been thumped by New England 6 weeks prior. I never wanted it to be about everybody talking about how we got beat, 45-3. Why did you get beat 45-3? All that kind of stuff. So instead, I challenged Bill Belichick that I thought the game would come down to his coaching versus my coaching. It was going to be directly on me, and that was it. And then at the end of the game, we found a way to win the game. And I told everybody then that, hey, look, yeah, I was dead wrong. It had nothing to do with my coaching versus Bill's, because quite honestly, we would have lost that matchup. You know, he's the best coach maybe in the history of this sport. So did I do it on purpose? Yeah, I did it on purpose.
Speaking of the relationship between you and Coach Belichick, and by extension between the Jets and the Patriots, people up here like to talk about how you say that you hate Tom Brady, but I thought the book explained that rather humorously. Tell us a little about that.
Well, that's it. I'm always trying to tweak him, because look at this guy. I mean, you look at his life. He's got 3 Super Bowl championship rings. He's married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. He's got kids. He's a tall, handsome man and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I hate him, but it's not a hate. It's an admiration for him. But I do like to tweak him. And you'll notice, really, if I ever do that, it's with the great ones. You know, it's with Tom Brady. It's with Peyton Manning. Those are the guys that I'll try to stir it up with. But I have a great deal of respect for really all the players that play this game and the coaches that coach it.
You signed off on the Jets being featured on Hard Knocks, which filmed you during team meetings and other places as well. And you've said that getting the Jets in the paper or on TV is good, whatever the context. But having been criticized for your use of profanity during that program, have you had any second thoughts about cooperating with Hard Knocks?
No, not at all. And I think, number one, I'll do 1,000 interviews, during a season. It's funny, that's probably not an exaggeration. But I never cuss. I never use foul language in any interview. But in that, those are team settings. And I told our team, I said, we're going to be ourselves. I thought it was strange that I was criticized the way I was. For Tony Dungy, for instance, a guy that I really respect and admire, I was shocked that he would judge me as I looked at it. I'm just an average person, with an incredible opportunity to coach this team. But I'll be darned if I coach it anybody else's way. I may have one shot in my life to be a head coach in this league, and I'm not going to do it somebody else's way. I'm going to do it my way.
Of course, you may not get a chance to do things your way in the fall. If the league and the players don't iron out their differences, next season may not happen. Has the on-again, off-again lockout been frustrating for you as a head coach?
Well, first off, I don't believe that we're going to lose any games. I think we're going to play football, and I really believe strongly in that. And the reason I say that is that, number one, I know ownership wants to have a football season. I know the players want to play a football season. I know our fans want to see a football season. So those three factors, I think, will drive this to getting done. And hopefully we can put all this behind us, and there'll be a great deal, and everybody will get back to playing football. But I really believe that we're going to play football.
It's a sunny kind of view that you have. The players want to play, the owners want to play, the fans want to see the game. But if that were really strictly true, we wouldn't be in this mess, right?
Well, I think, you have guys, trying to make the game better. They have strong opinions about things. Certainly guys with a lot more, on the ball than me. I'm just a football coach. So, guys that are with a higher pay grade than I have and much smarter about it than me are negotiating these things. But I just think those basic fundamentals are going to bring football to us.
In the book, Don Yeager represents you as saying, and I'm quoting now, "Make a statement, knock the snot out of somebody, and you intimidate with big, vicious hits." Have the recent revelations about brain damage among former NFL players caused you to rethink that approach at all?
No, I tell you why. Because we do things within the confinements of the rules, and I appreciate the fact that we have rules that our league is looking into protecting our players. I think that's the greatest thing there is. But if you take away the hitting in this league, you don't have near the sport. This is a sport that still takes courage to play. And I think that's part of the beauty of football. And, obviously the rules are changed now to protect the players. It's not like the old days where you can flash, how many fingers up, and then you throw a guy back in there. There's a number of tests that the young men have to pass before ever getting the green light to go back out there. So it's quite a process, something that, back in the day, I remember, I got knocked out, had a concussion the very next week. Boy, you're right back in there, So it's a lot different now than it was several years ago. That's for sure, and that's a great thing.
Do you worry at all about your own health?
No, I mean, I've been good. I worried about it a little bit. I think I've dropped like 60 pounds with this lap band surgery. And quite honestly, it's something that I've even thought about calling Commissioner Goodell about. Is we're doing a great job with the concussions and things like that, follow-ups to those things. But, how about the great big offensive linemen, defensive linemen, the sleep apnea, diabetes, and all that kind of stuff associated with being heavy and being morbidly obese? If we can take that away, maybe that this lap band, might be good for others as well.
You better be careful about getting so slender and good looking. You'll have no reason to hate Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's a great point. Oh, man.
Rex Ryan is the head coach of the New York Jets. He and Don Yeager have recently collaborated on Play Like You Mean It, Passion, Laughs, and Leadership in the World's Most Beautiful Game. He joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. Coach Ryan, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Mark Filippino. We had help this week from Peter Lydotes. And our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Ken Schulman's Ferrari World Photo Gallery or Kim Green's Predators Picks or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word comes from Rex Ryan, who comments on his general health.
My doctors would always tell me, man, you look good. on paper. I'm like, oh, I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, Tom Brady's doc tells him he looks pretty good, too. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting Games for Health, working to use video games to improve health at rwjf.org/pioneer. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world. On the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.